Piggy, obviously coming in with your badminton winner, how excited are you to try and make it another memorable five-star week?
It's always great to come to Burley anyway. And obviously, Vinir Kamira's, I had an amazing time, didn't I, at badminton. That doesn't really change much for how I prepare this horse or how the week could even go, because she's such a tricky little horse to try and get to peak totally at the right time and get the very best out of her. So I just sort of stay in our bubble, in our zone, and just take each bit as it comes. But we'll be trying hard, and it's nice to be coming into Burley knowing that you do have a horse that has the stamina and the heart for a place like this.
More importantly, good results here, a second and a fifth. I mean, that also gives you encouragement as well that she loves it here.
She does, yes, she does normally, but it's a different year, it's a different time. Our preparation hasn't been, you know, amazing, hasn't gone quite to plan, and so you know I think she's in good enough form, but you never know with horses.
Last week you were competing as part of the GB team. Was there a sense of satisfaction with the silver, or frustration?
I think we're all delighted to come home with silver. I think each and every one of us, you know, none of us finished on a clean sheet, which you always try to do. One of us either had a show jump down or a time fault or a mistake in the dressage, and you know, gold medals can't be won like that. So you know, I think we're all just a little bit frustrated, but we kept fighting, and it's just how competitions go and how it is with horses sometimes. But it was a good team atmosphere, and yeah, so just lucky, I felt, in the end, that we did get our silver medal.
Look, that was last week, but how do you pick yourself up again mentally and say, right, I've got to go again? Because last week is pretty intense, and this is pretty intense.
Yeah, it is, definitely. And I think we're used to it. Event riders, you're always one week to the next. And for me, I got a yellow card last week, I don't know if you'd heard, yeah. Which I actually found that quite upsetting and a bit sad, but I don't need to go into it. But, you know, I didn't want it to take away from how I felt my horse was fantastic. But, you know, it's things like that that's probably harder to, you know, bounce back and be as positive and keep going. But it's always tiring for us. We're on the road. It takes quite a lot out of you from competitions, especially Europeans. It's a team competition. It's mentally very tiring as well, but we're getting used to it the older we get, and some of us are starting to get quite a bit older.
Well, and the one person who's not tired is Wee Max.
I know, no, he never is, but it's just great to be back. I hate going away, which obviously when we go to the Europeans, I leave him, but no, he's burning around in here now, isn't he, with his motorbike, and yeah, so he could be here this week, so it makes it fun.
Okay, best of luck with the week.
Thank you very much.